Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests that are designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OFP, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. And I invite you to visit my blog at www.blueprintforwealth.org, where we have old radio shows, videos, and written topics and articles of interest, including my Washington Business Journal column, Blueprint for Wealth, which appears the first Friday of every month in the journal. Today we're going to be talking about issuing private stock in your company. This is opposed to taking your company public, which not too many folks do today. Issuing private stock is a long-term way of raising money for your business. Private stock offerings are a form of what we call equity financing as opposed to debt financing. Debt financing is where you borrow money from the banks or from other creditors or individuals to help you fund the business. But equity is a more permanent form of investment. Investors who buy private shares in a company acquire an ownership stake in your company. You give up sole ownership of the company in exchange for needed capital that you use to grow the company. Later on, you can pay these investors back and reacquire their shares or their equity stake. Or you could keep them as partial owners of the business until it's sold and let them reap a portion of the sale profits when you sell the business. Private stock placements are attractive to many business owners. They offer more control than if the owner sold stock to the general public through an IPO. IPOs sell stock to hundreds or thousands of investors, while a private offering usually limits the number of stockholders and, in fact, may be a very limited few who get to participate in your business. A public stock offering also requires extensive public disclosure filings, and you have to adhere to very rigorous Securities and Exchange Commission rules. Most private stock offerings do not need to be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They can be prepared fairly quickly and usually at a modest cost, depending on how you raise the money. If your business is not a likely candidate for a bank loan, you may need to turn to private stock offerings to be a good alternative source of getting the cash you need to run your business. The first step in preparing for a private stock offering is to get an independent business valuation if you can. But if you're a startup business, it's next to impossible to value the business. Your guess is as good as anyone else's as to what the business is worth, and the investors usually are going to want to get a higher percentage of the business at the earlier stage. Now, there are many firms that do specialize in business valuation, and we can give you recommendations here at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman of valuation experts, people who really understand how to value a going concern. You can also ask other business owners in your area for referrals to reputable business valuation companies. You may want to consider hiring a second firm to value business so you can compare the values, but this could be an expensive proposition. So think about the cost of what it takes to value the business and compare it to the benefit of having an independent valuation. Once you know what you think the company's worth, if it's based on an independent appraisal or just based on your gut feel as to what the business is worth, then you can determine the value of one private share. Commonly, a business owner decides to sell only a part of the company's value in the private stock offering and wants to retain a majority ownership stake. It allows you, as the owner, to continue making day-to-day decisions independently and apart from your minority shareholders. Next, you're going to need to decide on the form of the private stock offering. And there are basically three types. A private placement, which may be accomplished under Regulation D of the 1933 Securities Act. A limited partnership offering, which isn't as common today. And a small corporate offering that gets registered with the SEC. Each of these types of offerings comes with its own kind of paperwork. In a private placement, you're going to find that this is going to be the most commonly used form of method for issuing stock to investors. And it requires you as a business owner to file under one of three rules under Regulation D, Rule 504, Rule 505, and Rule 506. For example, under Rule 504, you're only allowed to raise less than $1 million in your offering. You'll also need to follow rules about how many individual investors you can have in the offering, as well as how many investors must be accredited. This is a very important term in securities law. Accredited investors are people who have experience in investing in these types of investments, and they generally have more than $1 million in net worth, and under today's rules, that no longer includes your principal residence. You can also meet the accredited investor test if you're a single taxpayer by having more than $200,000 in annual adjusted gross income, or if you're married filing jointly, $300,000 in the prior years. This establishes your ability to claim your status as an accredited investor. In a Rule 506 offering, which is very common for closely held businesses to conduct, you are offering securities generally only to accredited investors. The minute you offer a share of stock to a non-accredited investor, somebody who doesn't meet these criteria, you may be required to prepare what's called a private placement memorandum. It's like a mini stocks prospectus that you might see in an initial public offering. It has all of the same characteristics. It talks about the risk factors associated with operating the business. It talks about the industry and the competitive environment that you're in. And usually, the proposition of preparing a private placement memorandum, a PPM, is pretty expensive. So be careful before you undertake to sell your shares to non-accredited investors. I mentioned the limited partnership form. This is a form of offering that's designed for companies that are organized as limited partnerships typically, or sometimes as LLCs, limited liability companies. Subchapter C and Subchapter S companies do not use this method of offering. It's a common format for offerings that are undertaken by real estate investors that are seeking to raise money for constructing new projects. For example, shopping centers, apartment buildings typically use the limited partnership form or the LLC form. I also mentioned a small corporate form of private stock offering. Some businesses prefer this format. It allows private stock to be sold to an unlimited number of investors who can be accredited or not. One advantage of this option is that the company is permitted to advertise for investors, providing a useful marketing tool for finding buyers for the shares. But there are registration requirements associated with these small corporate offerings. You may have to file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And more importantly, and what most people forget, when you're selling stock of a company, or you're selling a limited partnership interest of a partnership, or you're selling a membership interest in an LLC, these items are known as securities, and the securities are regulated not only by the federal government, but also by all 50 states and the District of Columbia. The states, each state, as a matter of fact, has its own set of rules for regulating the sale of securities to investors in the state. The rules are known as the Blue Sky Rules, and that's a generic way of referring to the rules governing security sales in all of these 50 states. And please, check with a corporate or securities lawyer before you go about trying to sell securities in more than one jurisdiction, let alone your own jurisdiction, because you may have to actually file something with the state, even if it's a private offering. You may have to file the offering documents, your stock purchase agreement, your stock subscription agreement, any shareholders agreements, any other ancillary documents. You may have to file your private placement memorandum, and in some limited circumstances, you may have to get approval of the documentation prior to offering those securities in the state, depending on the kind of offering you choose to conduct for the securities. So these blue sky rules are a trap for the unwary. It's the easiest way I can put it. And you've got to be careful before you start selling stock in any jurisdiction. And stock may include limited partnership interests, LLC interests, and shares of stock in a corporation. Here's another word of advice on selling stock in your private company. A lot of my clients enjoy the ability to issue stock options, that is, the right to purchase stock at some future date, to employees to incentivize them to work hard, build value in the company, and stay with the company. But be advised that these stock options themselves are considered securities and may be subject to regulation in the state in which your employee resides, not necessarily the place where the company exists. So, for example, if you have a Maryland resident, you may have a Maryland filing requirement. If you'd like to know more about issuing private stock, call us at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and please visit my blog at blueprintforwealth.org.